It's my year of breaking limits. Let's be on our feet this morning and lift up our voice to appreciate the Lord. Let's magnify him this morning. Let's thank him for his faithfulness at night. Let's thank him for his loving kindness this morning. Let's magnify the Lord from the depth of our heart. The psalmist said, bless the Lord, all my soul. All that is within me, praise his holy name. Forget not all his benefit. Let's thank him for unique visitation. This is the third day of this month week of emphasis. Let's thank the Lord for answers prayer. Let's thank God for outbreak of revelation. Let's thank him for diverse visitation and encounter. Magnify the Lord this morning. Give him the glory and honor that is due to his name. There is none like him. Let's magnify the Lord. Father, we thank you this morning. We appreciate you. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for this brand new day. On the third day, you will raise us up and we will live in your presence. Magnify the Lord for the privilege to appear in Zion in his presence. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them that appear before God in Zion. He has done so much for us. Lift up your voice. Magnify him from the depth of your heart. Father, we thank you. We celebrate you this morning. Unto you that answer a prayer shall all flesh come. Father, we thank you. We celebrate you. We lift up our voice with joy from the depth of our heart. We celebrate you. We give you glory. Thank you, Jesus. Begin to make your expectation known to the Lord this morning. He has not called us to seek him in vain. Upon this mountain, there is deliverance. Upon this mountain, there is holiness. Upon this mountain, we will possess our possession. Speak to the Lord this morning. Lord, I ask for endowment with power from on high. I ask for the spirit of grace and supplication. Let the fire from this altar touch my altar. Let it touch my body. Let it revive me. Let it raise me up for exploit. In the month of September, begin to speak to the Lord. Lord, I'm not returning the same way I entered into your presence. This morning, turn me to another man. Empower me. Lord, change my level in the school of prayer. Mano satu brano shagara. Father, I ask for fresh oil, fresh fire, like never before. Strengthen me with my might in my inner man. In the name of Jesus. Send me your word in the name of Jesus. Cause my life to break forth in the name of Jesus. Let's begin to appreciate him. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Let's welcome the praise team.
Ancient of days, as old as you are, as old as you are, you will never change. Ancient of days, as old as you are, as old as you are, you will never change. Ancient of days.
As old as you are. We are marching in the light of God. 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 We are marching, marching, marching along. We are marching in the light of God. We are marching.
Shall we put our hands together for Jesus and please be seated. We'll be rising up shortly to commence our intercession with this prayer line. When we rise, we shall be praying, saying, Father, rain upon all agents of the devil arrayed against this church and her members, snares, fire, and brimstone, thereby silencing them forever. Amen can be stronger. In Psalm chapter 11 and verse 6, upon the wicked he shall rain snares, fire, and brimstone, and all and horrible tempests. This shall be the cup portion of their cup. Let's rise on our feet this morning as we take this prayer from the depth of our saying, Father, rain upon all agents of the devil arrayed against this church and her members, snares, fire, and brimstone, thereby silencing them forever. Lift up your voice this morning and let the Lord hear your voice of intercession. Our Father, our God, we are praying in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you reign upon all agents of the devil arrayed against this church and her members, snares, fire, and brimstone, thereby silencing them forever. This is our prayer line this morning. Someone is praying. You are praying from the depth of your heart. Lift up your voice. Ensure the Lord is hearing your voice of intercession this morning. Our Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we are praying that you reign upon all demonic agents of the devil against this church and her members, snares, fire, and brimstone, thereby silencing them forever. This is a heart cry this morning. Is someone truly engaging? Let the Lord hear your voice of intercession this hour. You can pray in your understanding. You can equally engage your heart even as you pray from the depth of your heart. Father, rain upon all agents of the devil arrayed against this church and her individual members, snares, fire, and brimstone, thereby silencing them forever. This is a heart cry this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you reign upon all agents of the devil arrayed against this church and her members, snares, fire, and brimstone, thereby silencing them forever. in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Someone praying this morning, is the Lord hearing your voice of intercession? You can pray in understanding. You can equally engage in the Holy Ghost. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are praying that you reign upon all agents of the devil arrayed against this church and her members' snares, fire and brimstone, thereby silencing them forever. All demonic gang up against any one member of the winner's family members worldwide. Oh God of heaven, we are praying that you indeed come against them with your snares, fire and brimstone, thereby silencing them forever. Is someone still engaging this intercession this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? Father, rain upon all demonic agents arrayed against this church and her individual members, snares, fire and brimstone, thereby silencing them forever in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Someone is still engaging his heart in this intercession this hour. You can pray in understanding. You can equally pray in the Holy Ghost. By all means, your voice of intercession must be heard this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are praying that you reign upon all agents of the devil arrayed against this church and her members, snares, fire and brimstone, thereby silencing them forever. Now lift up your hands, lift up your voice and begin to appreciate him. The Lord has heard us. Give him glory, give him honor, give him adoration. God has heard us this morning. Someone is praying this morning, appreciating him. In Jesus' wonderful name we have prayed. Be seated and give the Lord a big hand of praise.
Next, when we rise, we shall be praying, saying, Father, let the Holy Ghost continue to direct all our new converts and new members to this church as their city of refuge, thereby abiding here for life. 2 Samuel chapter 7 and verse 10, and I will appoint a place for my people, I will plant them and move no more, neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them any more, even as before time. Please join me, rise to your feet, and let's together lift up our voices, saying, Father, let the Holy Ghost continue to direct all our new converts and all our new members to this church as their city of refuge. Lift up your voice, everyone, and let's together engage our hearts right now in this intercession. We are asking the Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, let the Holy Ghost continue to direct all our new converts and direct all our new members to this church as their appointed city of refuge, thereby abiding here for life. Lift up your voice, and that's our prayer focus right now. Let's engage our hearts. Let's pray with passion. We are lifting up all our new converts and all our new members to God, asking the Holy Ghost to continue to direct the steps of every one of them. Continue to give direction to them, even to see this church as their God-ordained city of refuge, thereby abiding and settling here for life. That's our prayer desire this morning. Everyone everywhere, lift up your voice and let's together engage our hearts right now. Our Father and our God, we are asking in the name of Jesus Christ, let the Holy Ghost continue to direct all of our new converts and direct all of our new members to see this church as their God-ordained city of refuge, thereby planting them in this place, causing every one of them to begin to bear roots downwards, to be established in this place for life, and begin to produce fruits on every side. Lift up your voice right now. Let's together pray with passion. Let's engage our hearts. Let's pray with focus right now, engaging in this intercession, lifting up every single one of our new converts all across our harvest field, every single one of our new members. Holy Ghost, continue to direct the steps of every one of them. Give direction and counsel
to all of our new members and all of our new converts. Cause them to see this church as their God-ordained city of refuge, thereby abiding here for life, thereby being established in this church and in this commission for life. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, lift up your voice, pray some more right now, engage your heart. You are praying with focus, praying with faith and confidence in our God, lifting up everyone of our new converts and every single one of our new members all across our Father and our God. Let the Holy Ghost continue to direct them, cause them to see this church as a God-ordained city of refuge, thereby abiding in this place all their lifetime. Lift up your voice and get some more right now. You may pray in your understanding or engage your spirit right now in this intercession, lifting every one of our new converts and all our new members, asking the Holy Ghost to continue to direct them, continue to counsel them, make them see this church and this commission as their God-ordained city of refuge, thereby abiding in this place all through their lifetime. Lift up your voice, pray some more right now, pray with passion, pray from the depth of your heart. Ensure that your voice of faith is ascending to the throne of heaven this morning, lifting up every one of our new converts. I'm praying intensely this morning for all our new members. Holy Ghost, continue to direct them. Continue to direct them. Let them see this church as their city of refuge. Cause them to abide here for life. Cause them to be established in this place. They will move no more. They will move no more. Every one of them abiding and settling in this commission all through their lifetime, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lift up your voice, and if you will, lift up your hands, and let's together give thanks to God for answers to prayers. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Please give Jesus a big hand of praise and be seated.
When we rise, this shall be our next prayer line. Our Father, empower every winner with grace for steadfastness in stewardship towards the full delivery of the church growth agenda so as not to miss our rewards. A louder amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain. Shall we rise as we pray? Our Father, empower every winner with grace for steadfastness in stewardship towards the full delivery of the church growth agenda so as not to miss our rewards. Our Father, empower every winner with grace for steadfastness in stewardship towards the full delivery of the church growth agenda of the year so as not to miss our rewards. In the name of Jesus, we are coming boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and to receive help. Lift your voice. You are praying both for yourself and for every other winner. We are asking God for empowerment of every winner with grace for steadfastness in stewardship, grace for continuity in stewardship, grace for tireless stewardship towards the full delivery of the church growth agenda of the year, thereby enlisting everyone for supernatural rewards so no one misses out of God's package for the year. Lift your voice everywhere. Be fervent in the spirit. Lift your voice and cry out. Ensure that heaven is reckoning with your prayer this morning. Our Father and our God, empower every winner with grace for stewardship. Empower every winner with grace for steadfastness in stewardship towards the full delivery of the church planting mandate for this year, thereby enlisting everyone for their rewards. In the name of Jesus Christ, God is hearing you and God is rewarding you. Therefore, ensure you are making most of this opportunity on the altar of prayer. Lift your voice and pray. You can pray in the spirit. You can pray your understanding, but ensure you are engaging with faith in your heart. Our Father, empower every winner with grace for steadfastness in stewardship towards the full delivery of the church growth agenda of this year, so as not to miss our rewards, so as not to go empty-handed, so as not to be rejected at the end. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Father, empower every winner, male and female, young and old, with grace for steadfastness in stewardship, with grace for continuity in stewardship towards the full delivery of the church growth agenda of the year, so as not to miss our reward. Paul said, I have continued up until today, preaching to both great and small, having obtained help of the Lord. Lift your voice. Let's obtain the help in the place of prayer. Be bold in your declaration. Be fervent in your spirit. Cry out and let God hear you this morning. Our Father and our God, in the name of Jesus Christ, empower every winner with grace for steadfastness in stewardship towards the full delivery of the church growth agenda of this year, so as not to miss our rewards. In the name of Jesus, is God hearing your voice? Are you engaging with faith? Are you engaging with confidence? Ensure that you are praying a prayer that must be answered. God answers, but we must pray. Our Father and our God, empower every winner with grace for steadfastness in stewardship, grace for continuity in the work of the Lord, tirelessness in engagement towards the full delivery of the church growth agenda of this year, so as not to miss our rewards. In the name of Jesus Christ, pray much more fervently in the Holy Ghost right now. Be fervent in your spirit. Be confident. Be intentional. God is hearing us. Our Father and our God, continue to empower us with grace for steadfastness in stewardship towards the full delivery of your growth agenda for this church this year, so as not to miss our rewards. Lift your voice and lift your hand in thanksgiving. Father, receive all the glory. In Jesus' awesome name we have prayed. Please be seated and give Jesus a big hand of praise.
In a moment, we shall be rising up again to pray, saying, Father, endue every winner with the spirit of the fear of the Lord, thereby drawing many others into the kingdom and this church this year. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 28 says, wherefore, we, receiving a kingdom which cannot be removed, let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Please rise up to your feet with me. Lift up your voice as we pray. Father, endue every winner with the fear of the Lord, thereby drawing many others into the kingdom and into this church this year. Lift up your voice as you speak to the Lord. Lift up your voice as you pray a prayer that must be answered. My Father and my God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, endue every winner with the spirit of the fear of the Lord, and grace every winner with the spirit of the fear of the Lord, and empower every winner with the spirit of the fear of the Lord, thereby drawing many others into the kingdom and even into this church this year. Lift up your voice as you pray. Let the Lord hear the voice of your intercession. Let him hear the sound of your prayer. Pray passionately. Pray from your heart. Pray believing. My Father and my God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, endue every winner with the spirit of the fear of the Lord, thereby drawing many others into the kingdom and this church this year. Thereby drawing many others into the kingdom and into this church this year. Lift up your voice as you pray. Pray in your understanding. Also make intercession in the Holy Ghost. But by all means, let your voice resound in heaven. My Father and my God, endue every one winner, every one member of this church, with the spirit of the fear of the Lord, with the spirit of holiness, thereby drawing many others into the kingdom and into this church this year. Father, this is our heart cry. This is our prayer. Father Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, endue every winner, endue every church member with the spirit of the fear of the Lord. Endue every winner with the spirit of the fear of the Lord, thereby drawing many others into the kingdom of God and into this church this year. Father, this is our prayer. This is our heart cry, that each and every one winner shall be serving you acceptably with reverence and godly fear, thereby drawing many others into the kingdom of God and into this church this year. Lift up your voice as you pray. Let your voice resound on high. Pray in your understanding. Also make intercession in the spirit. But by all means, let your voice be heard in heaven. My Father and my God, endue every winner with the spirit of the fear of the Lord. Endue every winner with the spirit of holiness. Endue every winner with the grace to serve you acceptably in reverence and godly fear, thereby drawing many others into the kingdom and into this church this year. Someone lift up those hands, begin to appreciate God, begin to give him praise. Thank him for answers to prayer in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We have prayed. Put those hands together for the Lord, and please, you may be seated.
We yet again rise to pray, and when we rise, we'll be saying, Father, let the Holy Spirit whistle across our harvest field this week, compelling the ingathering of multitudes into this church this coming Sunday. Isaiah chapter 5 and in verse 26, and it will lift up an ensign to the nations from afar, and it will ease unto them from the ends of the earth, and behold, they shall come with speed swiftly. Please, let's rise up on our feet as we lift up our voices fervently praying for this Sunday. Father, in the name of Jesus, let the Holy Spirit whistle across our harvest field this week, compelling the ingathering of multitude into this church this coming Sunday. Is someone lifting up his voice to pray concerning this Sunday service? Father, in the name of Jesus, let the Holy Spirit whistle across our harvest field this week, compelling the ingathering of multitude into this church this coming Sunday. The ingathering of multitude into this church this coming Sunday. Lift up your voice everywhere. This is a prayer that must be answered concerning this Sunday service. Father, in the name of Jesus, let the Holy Spirit whistle across our harvest field this week, compelling the ingathering of multitude into this church this coming Sunday. Ingathering of multitude into this church this coming Sunday. This is our heart desire. We lift up our voices in one accord. Lift up your voice everywhere. Engage your faith. Engage your heart. Engage your heart. Let heaven hear your voice of intercession saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, let the Holy Spirit whistle across our harvest field this week, compelling the ingathering of multitude into this church this coming Sunday. Ingathering of multitude into this church this coming Sunday. You said in your word that they shall come with speed swiftly. So shall it be, Lord. Father, we pray, let the Holy Spirit whistle across our harvest field this week, compelling the ingathering of multitude into this church this coming Sunday. Lift up your voice, engage your faith, engage your heart. Make sure that you are praying fervently. This is a prayer that must be answered concerning this Sunday. Father, in the name of Jesus, let the Holy Spirit whistle across our harvest field this week, compelling the ingathering of multitude into this church this coming Sunday. Lift up your voice, pray in your understanding, pray in the Holy Ghost, but ensure that your heart is engaged in this prayer that must be answered. Father, let the Holy Spirit whistle across our harvest field this week, compelling the ingathering of multitude into this church this coming Sunday. In gathering of multitude into this church this coming Sunday, lift up your voice, engage your faith, engage your heart. Ensure that heaven registers your voice of intercession. Father, let the Holy Spirit whistle across our harvest field this week, compelling the ingathering of multitude into this church this coming Sunday. In gathering of multitude, they are coming in from everywhere. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, let the Holy Spirit whistle across our harvest field, Lagos, Otta, and environs everywhere, compelling in the ingathering of multitude into this church this coming Sunday. The ingathering of multitude into this church this coming Sunday. Father, let the Holy Spirit whistle across our harvest field this week, compelling the ingathering of multitude into this church this coming Sunday. This is our heart desire. We lift up our voice in one accord. Father, let the Holy Spirit whistle across our harvest field, compelling the ingathering of multitude into this church this coming Sunday. Is someone lifting up his voice? Ensure that heaven registers your voice of intercession, praying in your understanding, praying in the Holy Ghost, saying, Father, let the Holy Spirit whistle across our harvest field this week, compelling the ingathering of multitude into this church this coming Sunday. Let's begin to magnify the name of the Lord, thanking him for answered prayers. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Put those wonderful hands together for Jesus, and please, you may take your seat.
Next, we shall be praying our personal supplication right now. What is that particular issue in your life that you desire that God intervene in today? As we take it to God in prayer, let's remember his word to us in Isaiah chapter 58 and verse 9. The Bible speaking here says, "Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer thee. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am." That shall be our testimony today. Please rise up on your feet right now and begin to call upon the name of the Lord with the confidence that he is here to answer. Take advantage right now of this moment and receive answers to your desires. Now lift up your voice and begin to thank God for answered prayers. Thank Him, praise Him, bless Him, magnify His name. Lift up your hands and give Him glory. God has heard. You have called. He has answered. Thank Him some more. Father, we thank You today for answered prayers. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please take your seat and give the Lord a big clap.
In this service this morning, it is testimony time. Give Jesus a big, big hand of praise. Please listen and listen attentively to these documented testimonies, and you shall be blessed. Number one, marital restoration via kingdom service. I joined this commission in 1995. Thereafter, my husband sent me out of the house, and I could no longer have access to my children. However, I never stopped praying for my family. When Bishop David Oedekpo flagged off the Wonder Double prophetic agenda in 2015, I made up a covenant with God to engage in kingdom advancement endeavors while I stopped praying for my family. I engaged praying kingdom advancement prayers and reached out to souls. Also, apart from the general fast on Wednesday, I engage in a self-proclaimed fast once a week. Then God showed up. Shall we give Jesus a big hand of praise? My husband walked back and God restored my home after 24 years. Let's give Jesus a big, big hand of praise. Secondly, I gave up a location in my hometown for church planting. Why I continue in my stewardship, I sow transportation seed in my zone. Lo and behold, the plague of death in my family was destroyed. Are we celebrating Jesus again? Two of my brothers were healed of a strange sickness. I give God all the glory. The testifier is Olajumake E. Are we giving Jesus a big hand of praise for this amazing testimony? Number two, 10 years career stagnation terminated via kingdom endeavors. In 2008, I graduated from the university, and ever since, all my efforts to get a reasonable job proved abortive. However, when I joined this church, I followed every instruction from the altar. I engaged in soul winning, share flyers, and prayed kingdom advancement prayers. Also, I cleaned my sonar center. In 2018, I saw an advert in a newspaper, and I sent in my CV to the federal government agency that was recruiting. Lo and behold, I was called for an interview, and God saw me through the stages of the interview. Let's celebrate Jesus. Thereafter, I was given the job without knowing anybody. I give God all the glory. The testifier is Joseph Oladele Oladejo. For this amazing hand of God in the life of God's people, shall we be on our feet and give Jesus a big, big hand of praise.
Shall we lift our hands to heaven this morning and give glory to God one more time? From the depth of our hearts, for His faithfulness, particularly His mighty hand that we have experienced in our midst. The evidence is clear in the testimonies that we have heard. Let's give God the glory this morning. Let's give Him the praise. Let's appreciate and glorify the name of the Most High God. Make sure your voice of gratitude and thanksgiving is heard on high this morning. Celebrate and glorify the name of the Lord. Give Him the praise that is due unto Him. Our Father, we thank You. We bless Your name. Thank You for Your mighty hand that walk in our midst. The testimonies of Your power are evident, and we give You the glory. Now, thank Him for the answer to your prayers this morning. You have called upon Him again, and He has answered you. Responding to your intercessions, responding to your supplications, give thanks unto God and give glory to His name. Father, we say thank You. Now begin to ask Him to speak to you this morning. Lord, I'm here to hear from You today. All the people gathered early in the morning for to hear Him. Lord, I've come to hear from you today. Speak directly to me this morning and let your word change my story. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the blessing of being in your presence. Thank you, Lord, for your mighty hand at work in our midst. We give you all the glory. And now, Lord, we are before you for your word. Let every one of us be transformed yet again. We give you the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Somebody believe, say a loud amen. Give Jesus a big hand and please, you may be seated in his presence. It is my year of breaking limits. Our line of exhortations for this week has been soul winning, a hidden treasure of the kingdom. Soul winning, a hidden treasure of the kingdom. We have come to realize that soul winning is a treasure loaded with diverse virtues available for every engaging believer. And what we have been trying to do in the course of this week is to explore those virtues that soul winning has to offer in order to engage with understanding. Remember, the Bible says that he that treasureth must treasure in hope, so that we have the right perspective to take delivery of what soul winning has to offer in our engagement. So what are some of the virtues that soul winning has to offer? We are going to look at three of them quickly this morning. Number one, we cannot claim to love God if we do not love what he loves most. And when we do, God continues to manifest himself in our lives. We cannot claim to love God without loving what he loves the most. And when we do, God continues to manifest himself in our lives. In John chapter 3 verse 16, the Bible tells us there very clearly. It said, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. From that scripture, we discover that God loves the lost. He is in pursuit of the lost. So loving God equals pursuing the lost. In 1 John chapter 3 and verse 18, the Bible says, let us not love in word only or in tongue, but in truth and in deed. So there are actions that are depictions of the genuineness of our love for God. And when your love for God is truly confirmed, the effect of it is God manifests himself in your life. In the book of John chapter 14 and verse 21, he said, this is the love of God. He said, that you, he that hath my commandment and keepeth them, it is he that loveth me. And I will love him, and he shall be loved of my Father. He says, and I will manifest myself to him. So every genuine lover of God will always enjoy the manifestation of God. In 2 Chronicles chapter 16 and verse 9, the Bible said that the eyes of the Lord go to and fro the earth, looking for a man whose heart is perfect towards him. Why? To show himself strong on his behalf. So God is looking for those that he will show himself strong on their behalf, and he confirms their heart for him by their acts for him. Those who are committed to seeing souls saved, seeing souls taken from darkness to light, will always enjoy the manifestation of God. Shout hallelujah. And there is nothing that is of a greater, effect than God's manifestation in the life of an individual. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5 and verse 6, it tells us there very clearly, it says that let your conversation be without covetousness. He said, and be content with such things as you have. Why? For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. He said, therefore we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. What can man do unto me? So when you are actually in love with God, demonstrated by your pursuit of the lost, you begin to enjoy the manifest presence of God. When he said, I will never leave thee or forsake thee, who was he talking to? In the book of Matthew chapter 28, the Bible tells us very clearly, verse 19 and 20, go into all the world, preach the gospel. He said, and behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. So the backing of God, the manifest presence of God, follows those that are in pursuit of the lost. It means that you cannot lack the manifestation of God when your heart is panting after the lost, seeing to their salvation, seeing to their liberty from the captivity of the enemy. Shout hallelujah. Number two, soul winning confers boldness that empowers believers for triumphant living. Soul winning confers boldness that empowers believers for triumphant living. Acts chapter 4 verse 13, the Bible said when they saw Peter and John, they saw the boldness on them. He said they perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, and they marveled, and they took note of them that they had been with Jesus. They took notice of them. They realized these men were different. The boldness on them was unusual. But what is it that was the secret to this identity of boldness? In Mark chapter 3, and verse 14, the Bible tells us there, it said, Jesus ordained 12 that they should be with him, that they might go and preach. They were with him. They noticed that one, but they didn't notice the reason for the boldness. They were with him, but he ordained them to be with him that he might send them to go and preach. In the process of advancing the kingdom on the harvest field, they began to enter into an unusual dimension of boldness. And boldness is the secret for triumph. In Acts 14 and verse 3, it said, long time abode they, speaking boldly in the Lord, who gave testimony to the word of his grace, and granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands. They were operating in supernatural dimension of boldness, and the effect was unusual triumph. So as we go out there on the harvest field, I want you to be rest assured that what is happening is an enhancement of your boldness. And your boldness will always enhance your access to triumph. You begin to enjoy supernatural triumph on every side. I see that becoming somebody's experience in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you are the one, say louder, amen. I said, if you are the one, say louder, amen. Amen. Number three, soul winning is a covenant platform for the rise of giants. Soul winning is a covenant platform for the rise of giants. In Acts chapter 26 and verse 22, the Bible makes us to understand there, Acts 26, 22, it said, therefore, having obtained help of God, I continue unto this day, witnessing both to small and to great. That's Paul the apostle speaking there. I continue to this day. I have stayed committed until this day, advancing the kingdom by witnessing to the lost, both small and great. And what was the effect of that commitment on the life of Paul the apostle? The Bible tells us in the book of Acts chapter 19 and in verse 14 and 15, that demonic person said to those sons of Sceva, he said, Jesus I know, Paul I know. The giant in Paul rose as he stayed committed to advancing the cause of God on the harvest field. It's important for us to understand, therefore, the giant in you will rise when you commit yourself to advancing the kingdom of God on the harvest field. The Bible makes clear in the book of Daniel chapter 12 and verse 3, it said, those that are wise will shine as the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars of heaven forever and ever. So your commitment to advancing and turning many to righteousness will always cause the star in you to rise supernaturally. And if you hear the testimonies, look at the testimonies that we saw today, they are clear evidences. That individual for 10 solid years could not get a job. Nothing that he could call reasonable, as it were. But as he committed himself to the advancement of the kingdom of God, the door of favor opened on his behalf, and he entered into his place of testimony. That will be somebody's experience in the name of Jesus. In the book of Psalm chapter 89, verse 19 and verse 20, the Bible said there, it said, I've laid help upon one that is mighty. He said, I've raised one among the people. I have found David, my servant.
David was a servant of God that committed himself to the advancement of the cause of God. In fact, David said, I will testify before kings and I will not be ashamed. He was committed to advancing the cause of God, and God advanced his life. He said, I've laid help upon one that is mighty. So you can't lack the help of God. You can't lack the lifting of God. You can't lack the elevation of God when you commit yourself to advancing his cause on the harvest field. So I'd like each one of us to understand, therefore, every time you are out in pursuit of the lost, you are making yourself a candidate for the giants that are being raised in these last days. And we have been told over and over again that God is raising giants. And his intention is to have the highest concentration of giants among us. Somebody else's rise is not the reason why you are not rising. All you need to do is engage. Take responsibility, dive in to the opportunity. There is nothing God cannot turn around for a testimony. Look at the testimony that we heard of that sister. For 24 years, the home was in disarray, but all she did was dive in. She left her concerns on the side, and God picked up that concern and turned around a 24-year divided home into a living testimony. There is nothing God cannot turn around. Your story will change in this season. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Will you rise on your feet to meet this morning and lift your voice unto the Lord and receive grace? Lord, I receive help from you. I receive grace from you to remain consistent, advancing your cause on the harvest field in pursuit of the lost. I receive that grace right now. Paul said, having obtained help from above, I continue to this day. I receive that grace, O Lord, to remain consistent, to remain fervent in the pursuit of the lost, Lord, to see them turned unto righteousness in the name of Jesus. I receive that grace this morning. Lift your voice and take that grace. I receive it this morning. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Give Jesus a big hand as we receive our Father.
Thank you, Jesus. Shall we one more time lift up our two hands and receive grace to buy into the truth that God is showing us this whole week? Receive that grace. It's a hidden treasure. And as you buy into it, you begin to manifest the blessings thereof. I receive grace to buy into this hidden treasure of so many. Lift up your two hands and pray that prayer. Pray from the depth of your heart. It's not a game. It's the unveiling of the truth of scriptures. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. It's one thing for one to be present. It's another thing for him to be a partaker. Amen. Somebody said he's been in church for 8 years, but he has never really committed himself to whatever was going on. And then he had a word one day and got awoke from his sleep. And within 3 months, he said, what happened within 3 months did not happen in 8 years of membership. It's not membership that changes stories, it's stewardship. What changes anybody's story? You're a member to take fire from the altar and run with it. You don't run with it, it has no value to your life. Membership does not change stories. It's stewardship that does. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a very few things. Now have the authority over 10 cities. Story changed on the basis of profitable stewardship. Value-adding stewardship, not membership. Not membership. Whatever it tells you to do, do it. Not write it. Not quote it. Not preach it. You want a change of story? Whatever it tells you to do, do it. We want wine. Whatever it tells you to do, do it.
I want my husband to return after 24 years of divorce. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. I want a job, oh my God, for 10 years. Stop explaining. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. You get a job. Say with me, membership does not change anybody's story. Only stewardship does. Help me, Jesus, to come awake from my slumber and engage with the truth that changes believer stories. With the truth that changes believer stories. He said, God who sees your stewardship, your prayer stewardship in secret, he will reward you openly. Why stand ye idle all the day long? I'm not a Father Christmas. I have money here, but I won't give you. Go to the vineyard and walk. Whatever you are due will be paid you. Amen. It doesn't pay members. It pays workers. Amen. God does not pay members. He pays workers. May you catch this fire today. And may you be determined to run with it. May you make a choice to run with it. Say with me, membership does not change anyone's story. It is stewardship that changes believers' story. Help me, Jesus, to buy into the truth of soul winning. To buy into the truth of praying kingdom advancement prayers. To buy into the blessing of seeing souls established in the faith. To buy into the truth of turning men into righteousness. So help me, Jesus. Lift up your two hands and pray in the Spirit, everybody. Pray in the Spirit. It's not how much we have heard. It's what we do with what we have heard that makes a difference. What you have heard, what I've heard is one thing. What we do with it is what makes a difference. What we do with it. Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. God is changing people's stories. The giants in the kingdom are rising. God has ordained for you to be enlisted among them. So take responsibility. Receive grace now. Receive grace to take responsibility for your desired change of story. Receive grace to take responsibility for your desired change of story. In the name of Jesus Christ. Well, today is the third day of our spiritual week of emphasis and the final day, the grand finale. And on the third day, we'll raise us up. Now, he has started doing that this morning. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
The Lord shall come when he shall write all these people. This man was born there, and that man was born in her. Yea, the Almighty shall establish her. God has ordained the church as the platform for the rise of end-time giants that will change the story of the world. May you engage to be listed among them. So shall it be. On the third day, we raise us up. Today is your day of rising. God is changing your story today. You are changing levels today.
Amen.
It has started this morning.
Amen.
It will conclude tonight.
Amen.
And the name of the Lord shall be glorified in your life. Don't forget, next Sunday is a turnaround banquet service. Just do that with a smile. Go around everywhere. God has a turnaround package for you this coming Sunday. Join me as we go. Well, I'll even take you along when I'm going. Would you like to have a ride with me? You market Jesus as someone who believes in what he's doing. Can I hear your amen?
Amen?
You believe in what you are doing, and it will manifest himself. Lift up those two hands. The grace that saw you through the first day and the second day will see you through today.
Amen.
Lift up your two hands and give God thanks. And be reminded also of tomorrow's leadership summit. And all those that are concerned should please endeavor to be part of it. Jesus is Lord. Lift up those two hands. Give God thanks.
Give God thanks. Give him praise. Give him glory.
Celebrate him from the depth of your heart. Give him all of the honor. Give him the adoration. Thank him and bless his name. Thank him and bless his name. Father, we give you the glory. We bless your holy name. You are worthy of all the praise and of all the glory. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. It's my year of breaking limits. Then what eyes have not seen nor ears heard shall be your experience all through the year 2020. Congratulations. Amen and amen. You are blessed.